This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In addition to finding out how woefully prepared I was for a storm or something like that, when Harvey lashed us a little bit and Irma lashed us a lot more, I've been really tired with my internet service. My internet service is what connects me to Genesis Communications Network. I have something called a BRIC. B-R-I-C. I don't know what that stands for. It's not really for BRIC. It's, you know, some acronym. And that is my interface between them. And nowadays, in the radio biz, the cheapest way to do it, the best way to do it, and the way everybody's moving to, is the interwebs. So, my internet connection since April has been horrendous. I moved in April, the place where I'm at, and I mean, there's never a day that doesn't, even when the construction isn't happening, somebody's always building something. Today I had tree surgeons in the area pounding away everywhere. So there's always thudding and everything else going on, and this pounding, this neighborhood is about 27 years old, this pounding is causing certain things like electricity and internet service to suffer. So Thursday, I am having a business line put in, a dedicated business line, and what that means is that when my internet goes down, I make a phone call and they move heaven and earth to get me back up online. If I'm online, then I'm on the air. If I'm on the air, I'm happy. It don't take much to make me happy. So, the problem with this Thursday is going to be that they're not going to get here. The earliest they're going to get here is 4:30. So, in all likelihood, they will be fixing things to where I don't have to do a rebroadcast unless something like I'm sick or something happens or I'm on the road. But it will necessitate that I do a rebroadcast. So that's what we're planning on, instead of getting out there and trying to time it to any sort of degree to where we may be live or not. I would rather have continuity happening within the show, and we will put you a best of together. And then come Friday, well, it's a whole new thing. But in March, this has been so bad. In March, I'm moving everything again. March 2018, I am out of here. Just a little administrative note. I'll be repeating that as we go along. Tonight, on Third Hour, we're going to be joined by Kevin Reichard. Those of you who follow him might call him Tack Daddy. And we're going to talk about the Big Three. We're going to talk about his new gig with something called Gun Carrier. He's going to tell me all about that. That's coming up Third Hour. There seems to be some tension between pediatricians and gun owners, a tension that's, you know, on the surface it would seem somewhat unlikely, at least to me. What do doctors specializing child patients, what do they have to do with the Second Amendment after all? It doesn't make any sense, but that tension today does exist, in part because many pediatricians believe it's their place to ask if homes contain a firearm. Not all. Some pediatricians don't ask, and at least one researcher wanted to know why. Of course, his name is Garen Wintemute. One day I'll have to get Dr. John to talk about him. He's told Newsweek, pediatricians are comfortable talking about seatbelts and poisons and stuff because we all, just through living, have exposure to those things. Firearms are different. Firearms aren't an unmitigated hazard like smoking, and firearms have legitimate uses. According to lead researcher Cheryl Yanger, an emergency pediatrician at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, the trouble comes from how heated the issues of gun ownership and gun control have become. I think there's a politically charged nature to it, and people get offended. There's just a lot of emotions to thinking about gun ownership. That means it's sometimes easier not to talk about the issue at all. In fact, she was inspired to look into approaches to gun safety after seeing a report on Texas injuries that didn't mention firearms, when she knew from her time in emergency rooms that such injuries were prevalent. According to data gathered by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2014, 33,594 Americans were killed with guns. The next year, 84,997 people were non-fatally injured by a firearm. So Yanger decided to survey members of a group of pediatric doctors, asking them about their political beliefs and their gun ownership, emergency doctors, how they handle the topic when talking to patients, and any obstacles they face doing so. This information is pretty generalizable, even though it's a skewed population. And she noted that most of the respondents work in urban hospitals affiliated with universities. And according to the survey results, pediatricians are more likely to talk to their patients about gun safety if they believe it will make injuries less common, if they feel confident providing information, if they feel like it's their responsibility to do so. On the other hand, reported obstacles included political concerns, worries that talking about guns wasn't legal, not having the information to do so. So Yanger believes that giving doctors information on what to tell parents with guns and informing them of relevant laws will somehow make everything better. So let me explain this to you as a parent and a gun owner, even though my children are old. Well, they're not old, but they're adults. If a pediatrician walks in and asks if I have any guns, my initial response is that it's not his or her business. Guns do have the potential to cause harm, but so does bleach, and so does 5-gallon jugs of sour cream. Yet I'm not being asked if there's bleach or 5-gallon jugs of sour cream in my house. Drain cleaner is deadly as well. Not being asked about that either. I'm being asked about guns. There's no right to sour cream or bleach. There's a right to arms. And that's a politically charged topic, but grounds for many people to judge you is unbalanced. In other words, we catch a lot of, you know, junk as it is. We don't need it from someone we're paying for a service that has nothing to do with firearms. I have no issue with a doctor telling me, make sure you keep your household chemicals out of reach, make sure any firearms you have are locked up or out of reach, etc. That's a doctor passing along a reminder of safety measures that I should undertake. It's a little bit like saying, only you can prevent forest fires. And, you know, at that time, I'm not being asked to talk about whether there's a gun in my house or not. I'm simply being offered a reminder. What I'm also not asked to divulge are the sizes of my television sets and how they're secured. If we have any large bookcases that can fall on my child and crush them. Any old appliances that might trap a child inside of it. Is that actually a thing, by the way? In homes where the children live, do the children get trapped in the appliances? I get that doctors don't want to see kids coming in with bullet wounds. I don't want to see kids coming in with bullet wounds. I really do get that. What I want them to get is that every gun owner resents being looked at like an incompetent moron simply because we have a firearm and a child. My children, I don't know if my children are just geniuses or what. My children never tried to hide in the refrigerator or the clothes dryer. They never tried to saw off the top of and hide in the water heater. They never tried to get inside the air conditioning system. Am I sheltered? I must be. What I want is I want a doctor. If a doctor comes in and my child is sitting there with a cut, let's staple that clothes, sew it back together, something, and let's not worry about what I've got at the house. Cool. Although I won't be taking any children to the doctor no more. I don't even know why I'm saying it that way, but you get my drift. That's the thing. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. That's the thing. That's the problem with everybody today. Everybody wants to get outside of their lane. Everybody thinks they are generally just, they just generally got it all together. When we get back, we're going to talk about why would somebody want to carry a gun to a protest. Well, there's a pretty easy reason for that one. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Right now we, Charlottesville has become a sounding board to demand more gun control, even though there was no gun incidents there. One person killed was a car. And there were a lot of guns at Charlottesville. Serious weaponry. And yet the left continues to drone on about how the presence of guns at political gatherings is problematic. Because they argue only an idiot would want to take a gun to such a thing. an idiot. How about somebody who understands that some people may be intending to hurt others at such events? Alameda County Sheriff's considered the woman's sign to be too large. The Berkeley Police Department tweeted Rourke was arrested for carrying a banned weapon and swiftly sent out her booking photo. In fact, they tweeted 5 of the 9 mugshots and the reasons they were arrested. The other woman, 20-year-old Hannah Benjamin of Fremont, apparently witnessed the arrest of the first woman and allegedly spat on an officer. And police tweeted her booking photo as well and said the arrest was for battery of an officer and that she, too, was carrying a banned weapon. The third booking photo of a male, Michael Paul Sullivan, 29, of Hayward, was tweeted out by Berkeley police at 9:37. They said the arrest was for carrying a banned weapon. He is arrested near Bancroft Way and Telegraph Avenue. At a briefing late in the evening, UC Berkeley Police Chief Margot Bennett said at that point there were 4 to 5 arrests. Banned weapons. So in other words, they brought things that were expressly forbidden because they could be used as weapons to injure political opponents. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Weapons are very much dependent upon your imagination. Some people don't want to play by the rules, especially since we know that crowds at this location have assaulted opponents previously. When Yiannopoulos tried to speak at Berkeley earlier this year, the campus erupted and was smoking a little while after that. Short time later, off campus but still in Berkeley, a free speech rally was actively attacked by Antifa. The rally attendees repelled the assault in what has been called the Battle of Berkeley since then. We exist at a time in this nation where we are divided by ideology, and there are many who simply don't see their opponents as human. Like coming from Twitter, Dana Lash. You called for the president to be assassinated and RT'd an anti-Semitic remark about the Missouri governor. That was going to Maria Chapel. And coming from Alternative Facts at Dave Blend, dear Dana, you're not one to judge. You're not really even a human being. Now, this individual refused to acknowledge that he'd done anything wrong by claiming that pro-gun advocate Dana Lash wasn't even human, and that's kind of the point. If you find yourself facing an opponent who doesn't regard you as human, yes, you can. Chaos, you can get the song list for the bumper music. I still have your email address. I will send that to you. People do like my bumps. When you're facing opponents who don't think you're human, you have a very real reason to fear for your life. This is not a bad thing in their minds. If you're scared, then you're less likely to speak against them, and they can pretend that their part of the conversation is the only part of the conversation. So conversely, you can stand up and make your voice heard. This means risking life and limb or wanting to be armed so you can defend not only your right to free speech, but also your life. So is it that hard to imagine why someone would want to carry a firearm to a protest? Let's also note that despite the prevalence of firearms in Charlottesville, the militia presence they've been credited with stopping violence. Now, am I saying it's a good idea for everybody to go strapped? Well, that's sort of a loaded question. If it's me and the people I know, some of you, yeah, why not? Because we're not going to go crazy. We're not going to panic at the first sign of something. We're actually going to make good rational decisions. That white supremacist who did draw his weapon from whatever pocket he had it stuck in and missed horribly, and it wasn't even ready to go when he pulled it, Should he be carrying a gun? No, he should not. See, here's the thing about armed self-defense. In this, in the particular case of this guy who fired the shot in Charlottesville, this was supposedly in retaliation to an improvised flamethrower. Read that to mean a Bic lighter and an aerosol can. He was out of range of the improvised flamethrower. So he went from self-defense to offense, which is not covered in the law. That's not covered in the law. So if we're going to get out there and, you know, say, well, self-defense is this and self-defense is that, we also have to say what self-defense is not. If somebody comes up on me and they have a ice pick in both hands, and they're going to try to poke as many holes in me as they can, and I draw on them, and they look at that, and they turn to run away, I can't shoot them. You can't shoot them, because the imminent threat is over. So once you maneuver out of that position, the imminent threat is over. And that means an awful lot of things. It does not mean that, you know, if somebody's running up on you with a Molotov cocktail and you stop them by drawing your weapon and they turn and run to throw it into a school bus full of kindergartners, oh yeah, now we're in a different realm. Because now you're looking at imminent threat, imminent bodily harm, imminent death on the part of these kids. Which you can make that morality call if you want to. But let's call things what they are. But I don't go to protests. But if I did, I'd be going armed. See, there's Dr. John here, me talking about Garen Wintemute. We'll have to talk about him one day, Doc. That's right. He's also the one that's pushed this gun violence study that's happening in California. He's a real peach. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's
been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I saw this the other day. Very close to me is a school called Georgia Tech. And at Georgia Tech, a 21-year-old named Scout Schultz had some sort of a knife, and he was going after Georgia Tech University police officers. When I say going after, he was walking up on them slowly. It's all on video. You can hear the kid saying, "Shoot me." After they warned him repeatedly to stop, after he sped up his advance, one officer shot Schultz center mass, killing him. Schultz's parents are questioning why the responding officers didn't use de-escalation tactics. Coming from the DailyMail.co.uk, they have hired trial attorney L. Chris Stewart to represent them ahead of the investigation into Schultz's death, which came after they were filmed walking toward police, who issued several warnings to drop what the cops believed was a knife. Footage of the tense encounter shows the student walking closer and closer to the police officers and shouting, "Shoot me." One of the cops can be heard saying, "Nobody wants to hurt you," before a shot rings out and Schultz crumples to the ground screaming in pain. They have not, the officers have not been identified yet, and it isn't clear whether or not they were carrying less lethal weapons, such as tasers, or were trained in de-escalation tactics. Stewart will hold a press meeting Monday in which he is expected to question whether the officers involved had training for dealing with mentally ill students. It is unclear what mental illness Schultz may have suffered from. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has taken over the investigation of the shooting. His father, Bill, wrote about the shooting on Facebook and said Schultz had a tiny knife. Police didn't have to shoot Scout in the heart, but that's what they did. And the distraught parents are now considering legal options. First things first. This is being written about. This is the way that this is the take on this from the Daily Mail. In England, where the Daily Mail is headquartered, knives of all types are banned. You don't get to walk around in the streets with a knife. It seems quite interesting that they would characterize this as a tiny knife. It also seems quite interesting that the parents are out there and they're looking at this with legal options. Now, look, I'm a parent. And if one of my children were killed by anybody for any reason, I'm going to be distraught. However, if I have video of one of my children walking up on cops when the cops are telling them to drop this and get on the ground and stop, when any one of those things would have de-escalated the tension. Cops don't de-escalate. There's nothing stating that's what they have to do. Remember that Supreme Court decision where the cops don't have to protect your life? Remember that one? That there's no one individual life they have to try to save. Do you remember that? It's all about the societal good. That applies. Now, if they don't have to save me, and if I'm in my house eating my pot pie in my underwear and somebody kicks in the door and they're starting to beat me with a ball bat and they don't have to protect me, how's that going to work if I'm walking up on them with a knife folded, unfolded, little, long, big, thick, narrow? How's that going to work? There are a lot of people talking about this kid. This kid apparently, and I don't know this for certain, but there are people saying that he was claiming binary status, as in he did not claim to be a guy, or I don't know what he claimed to be. There are also those that are saying, look at him. He obviously was a snowflake, and they didn't have to shoot him. So we can tell now, just by looking at somebody, how dangerous they are. By their build. Now, the cops did try de-escalation tactics, telling him to stop while guns drawn. And these guys are backing away from him. They're giving ground. They're backing away from him. I mean, I've seen cops that back away so far and for so long that they fall on their back as they're trying to get away and not shoot this guy that's chasing them. Now, I'm very interested to see what happens because if just looking at this, and I'm not a lawyer, I've never been a police officer, I would have to say the preponderance of evidence that I've seen from the video indicates to me that this is going to be called righteous. You don't have to have a machete in your hands as you're walking up on a cop if the cop's telling you to stop and get down on the ground. You don't have to have anything in your hands. More people are beaten to death with feet and fists per year than are shot by any kind of rifle. Beaten to death. So, and, you know, if you want to get out there, well, Bill, you know, he was awfully slight of build. He probably could not have beaten these police officers to death after all with all their brawn and stuff. Well, you know, you ever heard of the Tuller drill? You ever heard of maintaining distance, spatial awareness, that kind of thing? At a certain amount of space, I think it's 21 feet, One of these guys with one of these knives can be on top of one of these cops before the cop can get his weapon out. They had their weapons out already. And if you're advancing on somebody, if you're advancing on a police officer who is saying, stop, we don't want to shoot you, drop, get down on the ground, drop the knife, stop. And you're doing that over and over again, and the kid keeps coming at you. And then when he increases his speed, that's not going to end well. And I don't care if he was gender confused, if he was binary, I don't care what his name was, I don't care what his parents think. That's the case. I can't claim racism because he was a Caucasian. The officers were Caucasian, the ones I've seen. Okay. What we have here is a student. Let's see, 21 years old. I've worked with a lot of 21-year-olds when I was in the military, and most of those guys were not unhinged. They're saying this guy had some sort of a mental illness. Why is he in a college and without a custodian? If he is prone to this kind of thing. And these are just questions that are going to be asked, and these parents are setting themselves up for continual heartbreak. There is no payback. There is no closure for this. I feel quite bad for them, and they are going to drag themselves through a calamity, just trying to get some sort of vengeance that is not there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. We know a little bit more about the Washington High School shooter from last week. We know his name, of course, Caleb Sharp. And he's beginning to make his way through the legal system. And they are releasing additional details. According to a statement from the Spokane County Sheriff's Office, the 15-year-old suspect faces one count of first-degree murder, three counts of attempted murder. He's currently being held without bond at the Spokane County Juvenile Detention Center. They released a probable cause statement detailing the incident as it was carried out last week. Statement says Sharp brought a large duffel bag in onto the school bus Wednesday morning that contained an AR-style rifle and multiple boxes of ammo. He also had a handgun tucked inside his coat. Now, this whole ammo thing in boxes, when you hear people talking about that, realize that that is a fallacious argument. I think I'm using the right word to describe that one. That having loose rounds that are not loaded into a magazine in a shooting incident, is that means nothing. I would love for him to take time to break away from his shooting and load his magazines. That way somebody can walk up right up on him and pop him. So why they have to keep mentioning these multiple boxes of ammo, I don't know if they think it sounds more severe. He also had a handgun tucked inside his coat. When he got to Freeman High School in Rockford, he went to the second floor of the building and pulled the rifle from the bag. As he loaded, another student, Sam Strahan, approached Sharp and said something along the lines of, "I always knew you were going to shoot up the school." And in response, Sharp drew the handgun and shot Strahan in the stomach, causing him to fall to the ground. And at that point, he fired a second shot that struck Strahan in the head. He then started firing indiscriminately down the hallway, striking three more students who were injured, but all were expected to recover. Then the school's janitor, Joe Bowen, approached Sharp and told him to surrender and lay on the ground. And Sharp complied. Bowen stood over Sharp until a school resource officer arrived a short time later and placed him in custody. He attended Freeman High School for the last 2 years, admitted to authorities during an interview that he had previously been bullied by Strahan and other students, but he did not target Strahan specifically. In fact, he said he had no intended targets. He only wanted to teach everyone a lesson about what happens when you bully others. He said he got the guns from his father's gun safe. He also left a suicide note on the kitchen counter of his home, which was found and reported by his mom Authorities say the note was written about a week ago, but they are still working to determine when Sharp, who had been seeing the school counselor over suicidal ideations, planned the shooting. Last week, Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Nezovich blamed a host of outside influences for the shooting, putting emphasis on a culture and media that glorifies violence. He said, "We now have a 15-year-old in juvenile detention who will be going in front of a judge, and it's our intention to try him as an adult for premeditated murder. Because this young gentleman got sucked into a counterculture of violence, a culture that is enamored with school shooting." I don't know what the answer to this is. First things first. I went to school in the late 60s and the 70s. And in the late 60s and in the 70s, if you got in a fight at school, you didn't get arrested. In the late 60s and 70s, we had corporal punishment in school. And I don't remember, I have kept in touch with many people that I went to school with. And I don't, aside from the various people that got involved in drugs, which that had nothing to do with corporal punishment. But we dealt with the bullies ourselves. We didn't have bully training. We didn't have any bully outreaches. We just dealt with the bullies. If you had a friend, if you were getting bullied and you had a friend who was getting bullied, or your friend saw you getting bullied, they would step in and clean the bully's clock. Now, I see that happen occasionally. As a matter of fact, the only way to see that happen is on YouTube. Because now it gets recorded and stuck on YouTube. That's how we dealt with bullies. And was that the right way to deal with bullies? Getting in a fight with one another in the school as a kid? You notice that all of that has been made illegal, and it still happens. And plus, in the late 60s and the 70s, there were so fewer restrictions around having to do with anything about you being in school. And yet, I never saw a gun get brought to school. I was bused to a black neighborhood in Hopkins, South Carolina, to be part of the school integration program, 30-some-odd miles away from my house. I have very fond memories of that school. I loved being in that school. I loved being with my classmates. And nothing ever happened. And we were integrated. I had a great time there. But we used to deal with our own bullies. John Farnham, he has a friend in the UK, and he recently spoke with him. And this guy is a decorated war vet, Iraq, Afghanistan, Northern Ireland. John Farnham gave him a cold steel blade. And this friend of his, he said it's among his treasured possessions, but he keeps it well hidden in his car because he's afraid police will search him and find it. And when they do, off to prison he goes for merely possessing it. For possessing a knife. He said, his friend says, here in Europe we are a society committing collective suicide by suffocation. We're dying out because of the sheer weight of our nanny state. But he also said, for one, I will fight to the death when attacked, and the rest of the procedural explanatory court trumpery is the responsibility of my clever, well-paid attorney. God save the Queen. The rest of us, disarmed and defenseless, are evidently expendable. Like in England and other parts of Europe, right now a bunch of hapless, stranded, defenseless hurricane victims in my broadcast area. One of my stations is at WBWI. I hope everybody there is okay. They're currently and unhappily discovering that being unarmed is not compatible with good health. I don't, I don't say this very often, but in this particular case, I hope this is true. I hope that God has mercy on the unarmed. History certainly is not going to. There was a guy named Theodore Haas. He was a Dachau survivor from World War II. He lived in America, and after World War II, he said, "Because we have an armed citizenry, a dictatorship has not happened in America. Anti-gun fools are more dangerous to liberty than street criminals or foreign spies." So, may God have mercy on the unarmed, on the sheep, on the ones that would tell me that this is a new day, Bill. This is, we shouldn't have to have these things now. I agree with you. We shouldn't have to have these things now. But you know what? We still need to have these things now. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. And the difference between me and a lot of people is I live in a world of reality. We're going to go on hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about what it means to do what you actually meant to do and staying in your lane. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.